Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shot fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Welcome to this Monday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. That's right, I am the man behind the mic, coming to you live on the campus of Michigan State, here in Studio S at the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences. However you may be listening, whether that be on WKAR AM 870, 105.1 FM, maybe you're tuned in via Facebook.com/WKAR News, watching the live stream, or maybe even listening to the podcast version of the show on WKAR.org. No matter how you may be listening, we really appreciate you all tuning in and allowing us to be a part of your Monday afternoon. Man, do we have a lot to get to on today's current sports. I'm going to promise nothing on today's show because there is one story. Yeah, I know the Wimbledon took place over the weekend. Yeah, I know France and Croatia played in the World Cup final on Sunday morning. I know a lot happened this weekend in the world of local sports and beyond, for that matter. I'm going to try and recap some of the biggest stories in our quick hit headliners in just a moment. But if you haven't heard by now, there is a big story coming out of the camp of Michigan State University. That news being that Michigan State has now hired a permanent athletic director. This was rumored on Friday, and it was confirmed this morning. Michigan State Bill Beekman is now the athletic director here at MSU. This news has been met with a ton of varying points of views. Many of you Spartan fans are letting your voice be heard, primarily, of course, on social media, because that's what we do here in 2018. Many of you don't like the move. Many of you are kind of confused. I haven't seen many positive reactions from Spartan fans out there. But, you know, I took a trip over to the Michigan State Athletics building right across the street from the Breslin Center. I was there for the 11 a.m. press conference just about every Michigan State coach here on campus was present. You know, Kathy George, Michigan State volleyball coach. Jake Bosch Jr., head coach of the Michigan State baseball team. I ran into and had a brief conversation with Damon Rensing, Michigan State men's soccer coach. I ran into Tom Izzo, head coach of the Michigan State men's basketball team. Mark D'Antonio, head coach of the Michigan State football team, was there. Susie Merchant, head coach of the Michigan State women's basketball team. I mean, every coach here at Michigan State was basically in attendance. Danton Cole as well, bumped into him, head coach of the Michigan State hockey team. Every coach in attendance for this news, as interim Michigan State University president John Engler took to the podium and announced that Bill Beekman would be the school's new AD. We're going to open up our phone lines throughout this hour and allow you all to let your voice be heard on this. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Go to Facebook.com/WKAR News and comment below the live stream. And tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, and at WKAR_sports. I'm going to have full coverage from this morning. Again, I was there covering it. We've got full coverage for you You will get a chance to hear what Bill Beekman had to say in his statement to Spartan Nation in assuming this new role for him. You will also get a chance to hear from Mark D'Antonio, Susie Merchant, and Tom Izzo, as they all made statements prior to Beekman taking the podium. And then you're going to have, a rather interesting Q&A section of the press conference that took place after all statements were given to the public. There were a few questions that I want to give a chance to mark and highlight on today's Current Sports when it comes to this hire, because they are very important. All right. So we'll get to all of that. It's going to be a show focused on the hire of Bill Beekman. And again, I'm going to try my best to also talk a little World Cups. We'll sprinkle in a little World Cup on the end of the show. I want to make some comments on Wimbledon as well. But the primary focus of today's show will be the hire of Bill Beekman. So without further ado, let's keep this train a pushing. Here are your Current Sports Quick Hit Headliners. All right, as I just mentioned, the big story coming out of East Lansing, Michigan. Michigan State University interim president John Engler has selected Bill Beekman to become the school's new athletic director. There was no national search. No other candidates were interviewed. And you get to hear from John Engler as to why that was so. I'm going to have commentary and you'll get my thoughts on this hire in just a moment. You'll get a chance to hear from Bill Beekman, as I noted, as well as Mark D'Antonio, Susie Merchant, and Tom Izzo. So hold tight. We'll get back to that story in just a moment. The Lansing United women's soccer team's inaugural season has come to an end, unfortunately, following a 4-2 defeat in the UWS conference semifinals to Grand Rapids FC. Now, the Lansing United men's team needed 6 points on the weekend to guarantee a place in the PDL playoffs. That was a 6-1 win over the Derby City team on Friday night and a 3-0 dub on Sunday afternoon over the Dayton Dutch Lions, which secured the men's squad's playoff spot. And the playoffs will get underway out in Iowa for them. But before moving forward, I want to give a big salute to Jeremy Sampson and the entire camp of the Lansing United women's soccer team for an incredible first year. An incredible first year. Job well done to Jeremy and the entire Lansing United organization. Again, the LanU women going out following a 4-2 defeat UWS conference semis to Grand Rapids FC. A great first season, and looking forward to seeing now what the men will do in the playoffs. All right, World Cup update. I go behind the glass right now to Connor Mathis, who I know was glued to his television in the morning watching that World Cup final between France and Croatia. Connor, have you, like, you know, come down from cloud nine from that excitement yesterday?
Yeah, a little bit. It was a really good game.
So what happened? What happened?
Well, we had France defeating Croatia 4-2 to take home. France took home their second World Cup title. France is now 2-1 in World Cup finals. And the high-scoring match proved to be as entertaining as expected. It wasn't all bad for Croatia, though, as the second place finish marks their best finish ever in their World Cup history. Croatia captain Luka Modric also won the Golden Ball Award for being the best player in the tournament.
That's fantastic stuff. I mean, this thing had every component that you want in a championship game. I mean, first off, it was high scoring. You also had the added drama, I believe, Connor, of a weather threat, right? Because I know it was coming down raining as well, and the players, you know, after, you know, the match was done and they were able to celebrate, they were like sliding on the turf and it was filled with water. I mean, you also had Will Smith at halftime, you know, performing his World Cup song. So it was an entertaining morning, and I hate to say this, as I just noted before we took the air, Connor, I didn't get a chance to see it because I was at church. That's a good reason, though.
That's a good reason, though.
That's a good reason.
You got a good excuse.
That's a good excuse. I was at church when it was going on, and I got home just to see the trophy presentation. We'll have more on the World Cup final later on this hour. Much love. Thanks, Connor, for that update. All right, these last few weeks have been rough for the Detroit Tigers bats, but yesterday's game proved to show some life in their offense against former Tiger Justin Verlander. John Hicks's monster home run, followed by another run batted in, gave them a 3-0 lead in the third. In total, Detroit tallied 4 home runs off of JV in the victory with Jahmyr Candelario, Nico Goodrum, Jim Aducci, all contributing. The Tigers are now 41-57 on the season and third in the American League Central. But JV went on to note after that game that it was just a weird atmosphere for him getting beat by his former team. And let's be real here, this is a former team in the Tigers that, for JV, that isn't that good. So a bit embarrassing for JV. But nonetheless, again, celebrate this, Detroit Tigers fans, because this season is not going to be a great one, has not been a great one. Still a lot of baseball left to play. All right, Henry Ellenson had an impressive outing, scoring 22 points, but the Detroit Pistons summer league run ended yesterday with a 101-78 loss to the LA Lakers out in Las Vegas. Behind second year guard Josh Hart's 18 points, the undefeated Lakers 5-0 roared to a 23-point lead in the first half to cruise into the semifinals of the league's annual showcase. Ellenson, a third-year power forward, he struggled shooting again. He was 5-for-16 from the field, although he did get to the free throw line 11 times, making 10 for the Pistons. Ellenson shot 28% from the field and 17% from three-point range over 6 games. Yes, 17%, folks. Now, rookie free agent Zach Lofton, he scored 21 points for the Pistons, who performed at Thomas and Mack Center for the first time during the competition. Their previous 5 games were played at Cox Pavilion. New Lakers forward LeBron James was also in the his house to witness that Lakers win. He sat courtside watching the game, and he rocked purple and gold L.A. Lakers shorts. All right, and the fanfare when LeBron walked in was just off the charts. I believe he got like a standing ovation when he walked in. So there you have that. All right, Wimbledon was all about comebacks, wasn't it? Novak Djokovic won his 4th title at the All England Club and first at a Grand Slam tournament in more than 2 years by defeating Kevin Anderson 6-2, 6-2, 7-6. Yesterday, it was the culmination of what he called a journey and a process as he returned from surgery to his right elbow. Angelique Kerber collected her first Wimbledon championship with a 6-3, 6-3 victory over the great Serena Williams on Saturday to mark a turnaround from a rough 2017 that saw her slip from number one in the standings and deal with 2 first-round exits at majors. But how about that? Kerber, 3 Grand Slam titles, 2 of those in which she had to beat Serena Williams to win it. Pretty impressive stuff. All right, former Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo rallied from 4 points back to win his first American Century Championship at Lake Tahoe on Sunday. Romo, who retired after the 2016 NFL year and is now an NFL analyst, had 27 points on the day to beat 3-time defending champion Mark Mulder and San Jose Sharks captain Joe Pavelski. The leader after the first 2 rounds. How about that? Romo winning the celebrity golf tournament. Romo went on to say, quote, "It's a special win. It feels like you're playing at a tournament back home here. The day felt good for a lot of reasons." Congratulations to Tony Romo. And last but not least, sad news here. Sad news here. Former NHL goaltender Ray Emery sadly passed away while swimming on Sunday morning. He was just 35 years old. This is coming from the police statement. Quote, "They went out for a swim, and unfortunately, he did not emerge after diving in. We responded along with Hamilton Fire and EMS. Unfortunately, our efforts on the water and in the area just around the piers were met with negative results. That's coming from Police Inspector Marty Schellenberg. He noted that in, again, a police statement. When it comes to Ray Emery, he led the Senators to the Stanley Cup Final in 2007, starting 20 games in the playoff run with a 13-7 record and save percentage of 90.7. He was also on the Blackhawks team that captured the Stanley Cup in the 2012-13 season, boasting a sparkling 17-1 record and 1.94 goals against average during that regular season. He won the William M. Jennings Trophy in 2012-13, which is awarded to the goaltender who allows the fewest goals against during a season. Real briefly here before we move along, Ian Hawley is out for the week, and right now we have behind the glass current sports engineer for the week and current sports PA, Jack Kerwin, who's helping out along with Alec Rio and Connor Mathis. Jack, you are a big hockey nut. I'm pretty sure that, you know, when you heard this news of Ray Emery, this shocked you, I'm sure.
Yeah, totally shocking. You know what? I hadn't even heard the name for a few years. He was, like you mentioned, the backup goalie to the Blackhawks team in 2013. Had a great year that year, honestly. Statistically, probably better than Corey Crawford. But yeah, you know, totally took me by surprise. Kind of a weird story.
Definitely. The thoughts and prayers go out to the friends and family of Emery. Just shocking news there. You just never know. Tomorrow is never promised, folks. All right. That does it for your current sports quick hit headliners. A lot to talk about on today's current sports. And as I noted at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about the hire for Michigan State athletic director, that position of Bill Beekman. What do you think of this hire? Again, there are a lot of mixed results. A lot of mixed reactions, when it comes to this hire of Bill Beekman. I want to hear from you. We want to hear from you, though. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. We've got a lot of coverage from this morning's press conference. Here we go.
Begin by just saying thanks for joining us and for the worst kept secret, but then at a university no secrets are kept, so here we are to make an important announcement. And Bill was described as first and foremost a person of great integrity, very attentive, a terrific listener, someone who really knows the university. I had several people remark that Bill's a calming influence. Well, I didn't know Bill well before coming to the university in February. I have to say that I'm among the many who have been very impressed by Bill, his understanding of our university, his knowledge of our community. He possesses an impressive range of experiences at many levels.
We're confident that Bill will provide the leadership required to achieve both of these goals. So, Bill, congratulations, and thank you all again for being here.
And that is how we start this Monday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. This is the lead story coming out of the area. Michigan State University interim president John Engler, who you just heard from, along with the voice after John Engler of Brian Breslin, who is the Michigan State Board of Trustees chairman. The announcement of Bill Beekman as now Michigan State's athletic director, not interim athletic director. No longer is he now the interim athletic director. He is now the new official AD. That made official today, this morning, at 11 a.m. as a press conference was held at the new Michigan State Athletics Building in, like, the Hall of Champions portion of that building. If you haven't been there, it's a beautiful addition to the university with the big Spartan helmet statue. That's where the press conference was held. It was quite the scene. As you can imagine, with everything that has gone down here at Michigan State University in these past few months, this past year, with the Larry Nassar scandal, then of course the controversy centered on the ESPN reports going at Tom Izzo and the MSU men's basketball program and Mark D'Antonio and the Michigan State football program, and how certain situations of alleged sexual assault and abuse have been handled throughout their tenure. There's been a lot of just negative press here at MSU. And this hire, for me, I'm going to be honest with you all, it confused me for a few reasons. Now, again, I'm like the majority here. I don't know much about Bill Beekman. And what you saw this morning, what I observed this morning, was, one, unity. That's one of the words that stuck out to me this morning, because I think this is the first time where I've seen the entire community of MSU athletics, coaches and assistant coaches and the board, all standing together in a unified front, smiling, you know, powwowing here and there, but standing together side by side and unified. This is the very first time we have seen this, that kind of scene, throughout this whole situation. I'll call it a situation here at Michigan State. Starting with the whole Larry Nassar scandal, right? Haven't really seen Michigan State athletics look unified. This is the first time I had seen that. I mean, Tom Izzo shoulder to shoulder with Susie Merchant and Mark D'Antonio and the Michigan State Board of Trustees and so on and so forth. But I'm a bit confused when it comes to this hire, for the simple fact that, you know, when looking at Bill Beekman, now, when you look at his resume, you know, Beekman has been vice president and secretary of the Board of Trustees since 2008. Previously served as executive director of the Michigan State University Alumni Association. Also, when doing some further digging, you know, he's also a 1989 MSU graduate, hired by his alma mater back in 1995 as an administrator with the MSU health team, served as assistant dean for finance and planning for the College of Human Medicine from 1998 to 2004. He also has served as a senior consultant to the provost and VP for finance and operations. So when looking at, for me, Bill Beekman's qualifications to take over Mark Hollis's position, which Mark Hollis did an outstanding job, I thought, for the most part, when it comes to being Michigan State AD. But again, when you look at the negligence that occurred at the higher ups level, when you discuss what happened allowing Larry Nassar to abuse countless young women and girls, I thought that Mark Hollis made the right decision in stepping down. So did Luana K. Simon in stepping down. But I look at Bill Beekman's resume and say, okay, I don't see a lot of athletic administration experience. That's what I said when I looked at his resume. Now, as I'm about to do right now, and again, you're about to hear from Mark D'Antonio and Tom Izzo and Susie Merchant, John Engler, You heard from Brian Breslin, who endorses him. I mean, this is a positive hire in their eyes. They like Bill Beekman. They think that he's going to do an outstanding job. They are confident in him. So, again, I don't know much about Bill Beekman. All I can do is look at his past resume and then listen and just kind of take in what was said this morning, which you're about to hear in just a moment. But also, what confuses me also about this hire, one, the resume of Bill Beekman not really showing me a ton of administrative athletic experience. But number two, the fact that John Engler basically went back on his word. John Engler noted that when it comes to hiring the Michigan State athletic director position, there was going to be a national search. John Engler was asked today, this morning, whether or not there was a national search that took place. And he said no, there was not. They decided to go in-house and hire someone in-house. And from an optic standpoint, much of the Michigan State body is not happy with that, because when looking at the drama that has occurred here at Michigan State, sometimes you need an outside source, a fresh pair of eyes to come in and evaluate things from a non-quote-unquote non-biased perspective, right? And when you go in-house to hire an athletic director, in light of everything that's happened here at Michigan State University, you better believe that much of the Michigan State body is not going to be pleased with that. Who knows? Bill Beekman may go on to do a great job as MSU AD, but right now, from an optic standpoint, that is how much of the Michigan State body feels right now. Why not hold a national search? Why not at least hold a national search? And at the end of the day, when you've interviewed candidates from across this great nation, if you feel like Bill Beekman is still your guy, cool. That is fine. But to not even go out and try to seek other applicants, that doesn't sit too well with me. Just my side commentary before we roll in a few of the comments and press conference snippets that were noted this morning. So what I want to do first, I want to play a soundbite that comes from Mark D'Antonio, head coach of the Michigan State football team, Susie Merchant, head coach of the MSU women's basketball team, and Tom Izzo, your beloved coach of the Michigan State men's basketball team, as they all three came to the podium to endorse the hire of Bill Beekman before Beekman made his official statement.
Thank you, President Engler. Thank you, everybody, for coming today and being a part of this. I think it's another relevant moment in Michigan State history, really. You know, as things unfolded this spring, you know, leadership was sort of thrust upon Bill Beekman in a rather probably unusual way, you know, coming from administration. I really think and believe, though, that leadership really takes its place in so many different forms. He's had a unifying force, really, for our entire athletic department since coming on. I've found him to be very, he's a great listener, as we've already heard, but also calm. He has a distinguished presence, I think, at this university. I think he knows so many different people across the scope of the university, from, you know, our deans to our athletic people, our coaches, our administration. And at every step of the way, I think he's been seen as a positive. He is a Spartan. I don't think there's any question about that. He has the best interests of all Spartans at heart. I believe that at this point in time, by making this decision, President Engler has given our Michigan State Athletic Department a focus, one focus, to be able to move forward with force. And I think that's what we need at this point in time. And I'm just thrilled to be a part of this, and I want to thank him for having me up here and congratulate Bill. Look forward to working with him. Thank you.
The head women's basketball coach, Susie Merchant.
Thank you. Well, thank you. And again, I'd like to echo a big thank you to all of you for showing up here at Michigan State and to support Bill. I would say welcome to the Spartan family, but that's certainly not the case. I see your kids are all geared up, too, so they know that well. But I guess officially welcome to the Spartan athletic family. So we appreciate you being here. In the last 5 months, Bill, as he's been our interim athletic director, he's just been a tremendous resource for all of us coaches and the guidance through some of the transitions that we've had to deal with. He's a wonderful man. I think all of us coaches that are standing here, I have an opportunity to speak today, but we all feel that way. He's a great leader, and I think some of his past experiences, the roles he's had at this university, certainly will transition extremely well within the athletic department. Mark mentioned leadership. And it, as he said, it comes in many different forms. And we are thrilled that Bill is going to be our new leader here in the athletic department. So, Bill, officially, welcome to the family. Congratulations. We're so proud that you represent all of us and the great Spartan Nation. So, go green.
The head men's basketball coach, Tom Izzo.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I, too, could just say ditto because everybody seems to have the same line of thought on this, and we've been in a lot of meetings. I know Coach D and I talked a lot. You know, there was a big concern when there's a void, and I think, you know, what President Engler talked about was the integrity, and I think that's going to be very important right now as we move forward. But from day one, he made an effort to meet with all these great coaches that we have behind us. I know there's a lot of all of our assistant coaches are back there. It seems like people from every part of our athletic department is here, and that's the unity that I think we need. But he found a way to meet with them. And because I guess I'm the senior member here as far as been here the longest, a lot of those people talked to me about how impressed they were. And I think that's where the ball started to get rolling on why he could be the next AD. He's initially coming from the outside of athletics in a way. But as you look around the country, that's getting to be pretty common now. The day of the old football coach, which George I loved, but it just doesn't seem to be as acceptable with all the complexity that you have to deal with in modern-day athletics. But using and examining everything that he's done for us, I think there's no question he has the skills to be a successful AD. And what do those take? I guess number one would be the focus on the student-athlete. I think that's becoming more and more apparent, and I guess what I've appreciated with Bill in our meetings that we've had, I use it to my campers. You got to learn to listen and listen to learn. And yet, I think as coaches, sometimes we talk more than we do listen. I felt it was incredible the way Bill has listened to all the people. And every coach that came up to me from wrestling to rowing to basketball to football talked about the fact that he could listen and wanted to make the changes that were necessary. I also, before I close, would like to thank the board. I think this time right now, unanimous decisions on things is imperative as we, heal and try to advance. And I think the board having a unanimous decision shows the strength. And they've dealt with Bill more than we have. And that's what I think is great about this. So, Bill, you, your family, I want to tell you that you got 26 coaches and a bunch of assistant coaches and a bunch of workers that are going to probably work as hard as we can work to make your stint successful. A good assistant makes the head coach look good. Well, you're our head coach, and we're going to do our best to make you look good and want to thank you and welcome you as best we can. Thank you.
So again, head coaches, of MSU Athletics, Mark D'Antonio of the Michigan State football team, Susie Merchant of the Michigan State women's basketball team, and Tom Izzo of the Michigan State men's basketball team, all commenting and giving a ringing endorsement of Bill Beekman as MSU's new athletic director just moments before Bill Beekman took the podium to address the media and the public. So here is Bill Beekman getting introduced by John Engler, interim president of MSU, as the new AD at Michigan State. And here is what Bill Beekman had to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, the new athletic director at Michigan State University, Bill Beekman.
Well, first, I'd like to thank Chairperson Breslin, President Dingler, for your kind words. I'm thankful for the trustees that came from far away on a relatively last-minute notice to be here with us today. I've very much enjoyed working with the board for the last 10 and a half years. I've worked for 14 trustees and two presidents, and I've learned a tremendous amount from all of them, and I'm very blessed to have had that experience. My wife Cindy is here today. We met during our freshman year at MSU when we both lived over in Case Hall, 6 North. She's our family's greatest and most passionate Spartan. Before I have to answer to any of you about the state of our department or our university, I have to answer to Cindy. And when it comes to the university she loves, she's a force to be reckoned with. Cindy's the chief play caller and captain of our team. The rest of the team includes our three children, who are also here today, Katie, Nick, and Will. I'd also like to introduce my parents, Kay and Ted Beekman. Their Spartan passion runs as deep as mine. My earliest memories of Michigan State are attending band day football games with my father. My parents met at Grosbeck Golf Course in Lansing. So were it not for their interest in athletics, I literally wouldn't be here today. I'd also like to thank our provost, Dr. June Hewitt, for joining us. In addition to being a great athletic institution, MSU is a land-grant university. It is one of the 62 members of the prestigious Association of American Universities. And MSU is widely regarded as one of the world's top 100 universities. While many refer to athletics as the front porch of the university, our academic excellence is driven by Provost Hewitt and our deans. Our department will work hand in glove with our academic colleagues to ensure that MSU's best days are ahead of it. When Mark Hollis became athletic director in January of 2008, at his press conference, he said, "There will be no rest until it is the norm to open a football season and anticipate that the season will end with the paint of roses staining our cleats." Mark kept his word, and our success on the football field, as well as the basketball court, has been extraordinary. Our job going forward is to continue that work, providing our Olympic sports with the tools they need and ensuring that they have every opportunity to succeed while continuing to support and develop our successful football and basketball programs. We're on the cusp of greatness in many of our Olympic sports. Our volleyball program, under the leadership of Coach George, finished in the Elite Eight last season. Our men's soccer program, under the leadership of Coach Rensing, has achieved 3 Elite Eight finishes in the last 5 years. And our women's golf program, under the leadership of Coach Slobodnik Stoll, is the 2-time defending Big Ten champion. And those are but 3 examples. Indeed, we have a strong base from which to grow. The Hall of Champions, in which we now stand, represents 27 national championships and 131 Big Ten championships achieved by Spartan athletic teams. We will continue to add plaques to these walls. Our athletic department will only be successful if every student has the opportunity to succeed on the field of play, in the classroom, and in life. While we will be judged primarily by our success on the field of play, we will have failed if we cannot also graduate our students and ensure that they are well prepared for life's journey. As I've told our coaches, I view our athletic department as a set of concentric circles. The innermost circle represents our student athletes. The next circle represents the individuals who impact those students on a daily basis. Their coaches, athletic trainers, tutors, our strength and conditioning team, and so on. The next several concentric circles represent our administrative team. And our job, those of us in the outer circles, is to be laser-focused on the success of that innermost circle, our students. Miles Bridges famously said, "It's not about me, it's about us." I'll paraphrase Miles to say, "It's not about me or us, it's about them. It's about our 700 student athletes and their success on the field, in the classroom, and in life. That success is not possible unless we can assure the health, safety, and wellness of every student athlete. That hasn't always been the case. As a result, the last several years have been among the darkest in our history. Among the over 300 survivors who came forward that were subject to Larry Nassar's horrific acts, over 30 were MSU students, and several of those students were student athletes. We must do better, and we will. We have improved and increased training at all levels. We've developed policies to ensure the availability of and access to chaperones for our students when they visit medical professionals. And we've reviewed all reporting protocols, to name just a few measures that we've taken. But all the rules in the world won't make a difference unless we have a culture committed to the health, safety, and wellness of every member of our community. That commitment will permeate everything we do. Achieving our goals requires a team effort, and we've got a strong and seasoned team. Of our 25 varsity sports, 17 have had the same head coach for 10 years or more. And of the remaining 8, 2 are now coached by a longtime assistant coach. Several of our coaches were able to join us this morning. Those that were not were on recruiting trips or are working with students across the university in sports camps. I want to thank all of them for taking time out of their busy schedules to join us today. It certainly means the world to me. We also have a strong administrative team. Greg Iani is our deputy director and our facilities lead, works every day to create facilities that give our teams the tools they need to win. Our senior women's administrator and compliance lead, Jennifer Smith, and our chief of staff and sports administration lead, Alan Haller, bring decades of experience, judgment, and wisdom to our team. They, along with the rest of our athletic department, will come to work every day focused on the innermost circle, our student athletes. I come to this role without the benefit of having managed an athletic department. In fact, my only personal foray into competitive athletics was my high school cross country team more than a few pounds ago. What I do bring to the role is 25 years of administrative experience and a calling to serve this university, the university I love, and its land-grant mission to make our world a better place. Kirk Cousins once said that champions are built on 1,000 invisible mornings. I can't think of many phrases that more accurately capture the land-grant spirit and our commitment to excellence. Excellence isn't easy. Success comes with struggle. But I commit to each of you and our Spartan family across the globe that each and every morning we will come to this building with a complete and total focus on victory. Victory on the field, victory in the classroom, and victory in creating the opportunities for a life well lived. Spartans will. Thank you.
So again, Bill Beekman, named as Michigan State University's new athletic director. You just heard his entire statement to the press and the public coming from this morning's press conference at the Michigan State Athletics Building. I found it interesting. He had two quotes from two former Spartan greats in Miles Bridges and even threw in a quote from Kirk Cousins. Both Bridges and Kirk Cousins now playing professionally in their respective sports. Also, he did not shy away from at least addressing the turmoil that has taken place here at Michigan State University in light of the Larry Nassar scandal, discussing the health and safety of Michigan State student athletes being the priority. And he also addressed the survivors. And again, when it comes to the experience of Bill Beekman, again, this is an individual, a man As Tom Izzo noted, who doesn't have a lot of athletic experience. You know, he's coming from the outside world into the world of athletics now. Bill just joking and talking about, you know, really his only experience when it comes to the world of sports, at least competing wise, happened to be his high school cross country team stint way back in the day, right? But he does have 25 years of administrative experience. Again, he's been the VP and secretary of the Board of Trustees since 08, previously served as the executive director of the MSU Alumni Association. Again, time will tell how great of an athletic director Bill Beekman will be. But I feel like the general response from much of the Michigan State body is one that is underwhelming. What I want to do right now is hit our first break. When we come back, I'll have a few more snippets from the Bill Beekman press conference, and we'll also get some thoughts from a few of the current sports production assistants here, who are all three students here at MSU, and they'll put a finger on the pulse of how the Michigan State student body is reacting to this news. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. We have been centering our show on the big news coming out of Michigan State University. MSU now has a permanent athletic director, that being Bill Beekman, who no longer holds the interim title. It was announced this morning, courtesy of interim president of Michigan State University, John Engler, that Beekman is the guy to lead MSU Athletics. You heard my thoughts to start the hour on the Beekman hire. I was a bit confused. I am a bit confused when it comes to this hire. When you look at Beekman's history, he does not have a lot of experience when it comes to the world of athletics. And also, the other point I want to stress here is that John Engler did say that there would be a national search. A national search would be conducted to fill this position. That was not the case. A national search did not take place. I believe we actually have a snippet from John Engler addressing that when he was asked during today's press conference whether or not a national search ensued.
Was there a search beyond this? Were other people interviewed, or did you identify him pretty early and work toward that?
No, that was the intention. And as we started to make preparations for the search and starting to talk about the qualities that we wanted to have in an athletic director, it was impressed on me as I talked to members of our coaching staff and members outside the university community about the kind of qualities. There needs to be a high commitment to compliance, Bill's legal training. I went to my first Big Ten meeting with Bill in Rosemont, Illinois, and I was struck by the fact that the entire agenda was all about legal matters. It was really an interesting meeting, but in talking with other ADs from other schools about what qualities they had to draw upon, what qualities needed to be available to an athletic director, I kept hearing about things that I thought Bill already possessed. And then as I talked to some of the people who know best, our coaching staff here, it kept being reinforced the job that Bill was doing. And if you go back to Bill's predecessor, Mark Hollis, Mark came up through the institution here, was a longtime part of the athletics department, and went on to have great success. I'm very confident in Bill's his qualities. As I said, integrity, leadership has been mentioned this morning. He has all of the skills necessary, and I think we could have looked across the country and been hard-pressed to find somebody that would know Michigan State the way Bill does with the qualities he has. So we ended up not needing to do the national search.
So, John, I hear you. I hear you, John. But, again, from an optics standpoint, with everything that's gone down here at Michigan State University, the fact that you, one, told the public that there would be a national search, and two, did not conduct a national search before hiring Bill Beekman, I think the majority of Spartan Nation has a problem with that. At least bring in outside candidates from across the nation, interview them. At the end of the day, if you feel Bill Beekman is still your guy, cool. But from an optic standpoint, it makes it look like now you're just trying to keep things in-house. And that has been one of the problems here with this whole situation at Michigan State University. Another snippet I want to roll in, the D'Antonio and Izzo support. Those two names being the names that you think about. Those two names being the names that come to mind when talking about Spartan athletics. What did it mean for that D'Antonio and Izzo support when it came to the hire of Bill Beekman?
That's pretty powerful. And these are two men who've conducted their programs and their entire lives, frankly, with integrity. They've run the kind of programs that everybody else would like to have around the country. They've had success on the field. They've had success off the field. And when you've got ringing endorsements from those two. Plus, I think it's important. Susie's here today, but so is I saw Kathy George. I saw Danton Cole. I'm not sure who else is here. I didn't catch all the other members of the coaching staff when I came down. But I talked to our golf coach. She's out in California. Very supportive. Baseball coach, the same way, Jake. Very supportive. So those are the kind of endorsements. And these aren't maybe people that are front and center every day. They don't you don't give them as many inches in your publications or as much time on the air. But boy, it's the kind of endorsement that I wish I could have. So,
yeah, I think that's well said, John. Also, when it comes to why Bill Beekman has been so silent during his interim tenure as athletic director, as many of you know, Bill has been representing Michigan State in numerous capacities as interim AD. And he has not gone on record or really talked to the press. He's avoided the cameras. He's avoided the mics. Why has that been so?
It's no, from my perspective, as I said in my prepared remarks, it's I feel very, very strongly that that it's about our student athletes. It's not about me. And I'm not opposed to talking to y'all. I'm sure I will many times going forward. But I think we've been working. We're sort of like a duck. You may not have noticed a whole lot above water, but below water, we're doing a lot of churning, and we're working really hard. We've taken a hard look at the budget. We've reorganized sports administration. We've worked very hard to shore up our health, safety, and wellness issues. So in the last 5 months, we've been doing a lot of work. I'm not opposed to talking to y'all. Happy to do so. But from my perspective, very practically, the media will probably tend to report on two things, wins and losses, and bad behavior. And what I'd like to encourage you all to focus on is the extraordinary accomplishments of so many of our student athletes. And I'll just say one other thing. When I came into this role, and I will never forget sitting over at Cole's house on a Sunday afternoon with President Dingler and some of his team, and it was our first meeting, and I had a list of about 15 things that I thought we needed to tackle with him coming on board. And I started with the interim athletic director role, and I made a variety of suggestions, and he said, well, I'd like you to do that. And it was about the furthest thing from my mind. But as I've had an opportunity to meet with the coaches, to meet with many of the student athletes, it's just been an extraordinary experience learning about how wonderful these young men and women are, and how much of their lives our coaches give to making sure that they're successful. And as I say, successful not only on the field, but really more importantly, academically and in life. And so I will look forward to conversations, and I will look forward to pestering y'all about talking about the many extraordinary young men and women we've got at Michigan State.
So there you have that. Bill Beekman addressing the media today as now Michigan State's official athletic director. A few of you are weighing in on social media at facebook.com/WKARnews on the live stream. Real quickly here, Ben says, I don't think Bill Beekman is the right answer for the university. He is just as bad as Lana K. Simon was when she was president, because he was VP during that time. So they were co-conspiring during the time that the Larry Nassar problem was being covered up. And also Ben Cometton says that Engler told the student body that there will be a national search, and he instead lied to them and hired in-house. So Ben isn't happy with the hire. Many aren't. Many aren't. I just did a simple Twitter search this morning on Bill Beekman, and a lot of tweets that I can't read here on the air came up from the Michigan State body. All right. So what I want to do right now to close out the show, we have 3 minutes left here. We have Connor Mathis and Alec Rio in studio again. We have also Jack Kerwin behind the glass engineering the show, filling in for Ian Hawley, who is away on vacay this week. Thanks, Jack. Doing a great job. I want to get your guys' thoughts on this because you guys are students here at Michigan State. You guys have the voice that really matters at Michigan State University. Just reaction and thoughts on the hire of Bill Beekman. I'll start with you, Alec.
I'm not a big fan of how the search was conducted because they didn't really do anything for that. Like, I honestly had more competition applying for a busing job at a restaurant than Bill Beekman did for his job, and I don't like the manner in which he was hired. I also didn't like when John Engler mentioned the secrets on campus, whatever he said about that. That didn't sit well.
That was a bad opening line.
Very distasteful.
Yeah, I hear you.
I did not like that.
So you're basically attacking it from the in-house perspective, like much like
yeah,
I am right now.
Exactly.
At least hold, because who knows? Bill Beekman could go on to be a great AD, but the fact that I just have a problem with the hiring process.
Exactly.
Here. At least interview other candidates, you know, from outside of the state of Michigan to make sure that Bill is the right choice. I hear you, Alec. Yeah. Connor?
I have two big problems with it. I have one, the whole Bill Beekman as interim AD during that part of his job. Didn't talk to anybody, didn't say anything to the media, didn't even like come out and say, oh, this is why I'm an all right fit here. That didn't sit well with me to begin with. And the other thing that doesn't sit well with me is the fact that the timing of him being hired seems like, oh, Engler really needed a win. He really needed something to kind of take the look off of him. And I don't like that. Again, we have John Engler going back on his word, saying, hey, we're going to look throughout. We're going to look for the best candidates, and just saying, no, we're gonna, you know what? This is the easy route. This is the way we can solve the problem. And again, it shifts the attention from, hey, John Engler has been messing up, to,
right,
oh, you know, this new AD, and you're focusing on that.
And that's a good point, Connor. We're going to have more commentary on this on Tuesday's Current Sports. But again, I think you hit on a great point there. Why not wait, John, until there's a permanent president in place before hiring a permanent AD? We'll have that and more. We're on a 23-hour break. As always, folks, have a great afternoon and be easy, people.